You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hey, brand builders. Nick Westergaard here. We've got something a little different to share with you this week on the On Brand podcast that I think you're going to like. Would you believe that less than 1% of all advertising agencies are owned by women? Well, Christy Hyler noticed it and is doing something about it. Christy is the president and owner of Cornette, a full-service advertising agency in Lexington, Kentucky. She has started a movement of sorts called Own It to identify, recognize, and support women who are or aspire to be agency owners. The effort is being cataloged at untilyouownit.com, where female and non-binary agency owners can join and participate in mentorship and other activities to help more women own it. Part of the effort for Own It is a new podcast hosted by Hyler herself, where she interviews and celebrates the growing number of women and non-binary ad agency owners to talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising one agency at a time. That podcast is the newest addition to our fellow shows on the Marketing Podcast Network. Today on Brand, we're giving you a special treat. We're going to share with you an excerpt from the first episode of Own It. In it, Christy Hyler talks to Jean Freeman from Zambezi, the largest female-owned ad agency in the country. Hearing Freeman's inspiring climb to owning her own agency, including launching it with late NBA star Kobe Bryant, made me immediately add Own It to my podcast queue. I can't wait to listen to more episodes and see what role we can all play in closing the agency female ownership gap. So now, enjoy this shortened excerpt from the first episode of Own It. When you're done listening, find Own It wherever you get your podcasts or at untilyouownit.com.
Hi, and welcome to the Own It podcast, where we celebrate the growing number of women and non-binary ad agency owners and talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising one agency at a time. I'm Christy Hyler, owner of Cornette, and today I'm talking to Jean Freeman, the owner and CEO of Zambezi, the largest female-owned full-service agency in America. Jean is a total badass, and I'm excited for her to share her journey to ownership. So, let's get to it and drop in on my talk with Jean Freeman. Okay, well, Jean, I am really excited for you to be my first guest since you have been the person who has been walking through this vision from the beginning when I shared it with you. You've been the most active in helping me bring it to this point. So glad to have you on as the first guest.
Thank you, Christy. I'm glad to be here.
So before we get to know Jean Freeman, the fearless leader of Zambezi, tell us about Jean Freeman, the incredible person outside of Zambezi.
I think the thing that's interesting about how I grew up is I moved around a lot as a kid. So by the time I was 15, I had lived in 5 different states and gone to 7 different schools. So I just think independence and adaptability were just core to who I was. And I think really was the, if I look back on it now, not knowing it at the time, starting those deep-seated eventualities of becoming an entrepreneur. I think entrepreneurs are put in situations that are difficult. They figure out how to manage out of them. And I'm actually very, very grateful for that experience as a kid and as a young adult, college. I always just kind of chose the less expected and harder route. And I think that's an instinct too. Eventually, if you want to have your own business, open your own business, that ability to be up for any challenge is innate. And that's a lot of times too, when I'm talking with other people that are wanting to go down this route, really getting at the core of what motivates them and how they operate as a person. So, really got into the advertising industry kind of by accident. And actually, when you talk to a lot of people, I feel this is a common thing. I graduated from college and was slated to go into the Peace Corps. And my assignment was actually pushed back due to civil unrest with where I was going. And, as a 22-year-old, 22-year-olds get a little restless. They kind of change what they want to do on the weekly. I was living in Minneapolis at the time, bartending, and when I was in college, I had internships at professional soccer teams in the marketing departments and always dealt with external agencies. And I just loved getting to know agencies and agency people. They are figure it out kind of people. And I think that was really my first exposure to agency life and how fun and interesting it can be. Cut to me getting news that my assignment, slated to go in September, was now being pushed back to March. That was a long, period of time for me just to be waiting tables. So I started applying to advertising agencies in Minneapolis and was lucky enough to get an assistant account executive at Fallon Minneapolis, really at its peak. This is when BMW Films, Citibank, it really was the apex of creativity at that time. And, I had no idea what I was walking into. And I'm very thankful that my first exposure to advertising was Fallon in the 2000s, because there was nothing like it. And so I was there for a few years on the account side and learning the business, learning the ropes, and again, surrounded by the amazing people, one of them being my husband and business partner, Chris Rye. So we met, we were both on the account side, both working on United Airlines. And again, there's so many close people from my time at Fallon that are still really, really, part of our lives. But Chris ultimately got an opportunity to go out to Wyden to work on Nike. And he worked on Nike basketball right when LeBron James was signed. So, what a unique thing. LeBron was 17. Chris was about 24. And he learned a lot really quickly in navigating how Nike was, going to use this next superstar athlete. And so then I finished my fancy degree at Northwestern, and I followed a boy out to Portland, which to my parents were mortified that I would make that choice. But I think I ended up working out all right. And then I ended up working at Nike for a few years as well. And I think that was also really good exposure for me too, because I did not thrive in a large corporate environment. And I always advise people too, at times, sometimes it's also half the battle of figuring out what you don't want to do. And that was very clear for me, that large corporate life was not a fit for me. And then in 2006, we had the opportunity to come down to Los Angeles and open ZMBZ. Our original business partner was Kobe Bryant, who was a Nike athlete, formed a relationship with Chris. So that is how our story began. ZMBZ is going on its 16th anniversary this year. Mm-hmm. And it's been a crazy, wild ride that we started when we were 27 years old.
Tell me about ownership. So when you were coming down to LA, you knew you wanted to start this and be on your own. Was there any hesitation? Did you have any fears, or was it just, like you said, I think from the beginning you felt this entrepreneurial spirit and you really kind of thrived on doing something, getting out and getting ahead of, you weren't afraid to start something or do something different. So was there any hesitation, or did you feel confident and ready to do it?
Well, it's funny, because Chris will tell the story of when Kobe first approached him and said that he wanted to have an agency in Los Angeles and he wanted Chris to run it. Chris came home that evening to talk to me about it. And his first response was, isn't this crazy? Like, this is nuts. Like, we have no idea what I'm doing. And my initial reaction was, no, we should do this. We should figure out a way to do this. But I think the interesting thing too was Kobe was our original business partner, but we were not owners on the onset. We were employees. And over as the company started becoming more successful, there was ownership talks of that, but it never really progressed up until 2015 when Chris and I were able to negotiate a buyout from Kobe. His playing career at that point was winding down and was going into other ventures. And so we have owned the company for the last 6 years, but for the first 10 years, we learned how to run an agency, but not own it. And I'm very thankful for that opportunity because we were given a long runway really to learn. And that's what, I mean, all entrepreneurship is. It's you're constantly learning. So I feel we were well suited to go into the ownership mindset in 2015 when we took over the business. And again, there were still some steep learning curves that even though I thought I knew, there was things I quickly found out that I didn't know that I had to get solidified. Banking relationships being one, just more high level, longer term strategy, which is much more critical from an ownership standpoint than it is when you're running it more on a day-to-day basis. But yeah, I think that's that transition from leading to owning is a huge one.
Jean, thank you for sharing your story. And my hope is that as we share these stories, it will give more women the confidence to just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
And call us if you need anything.
Exactly. Yep.
Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks, Christy. This is fun.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Own It with my guest, Jean Freeman. I encourage you to connect with Jean on LinkedIn and go check out some of the really incredible work her agency, Zambezi, has created. My personal favorite is Rotten Apples. Also, share this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you or someone you know is a badass female or non-binary agency owner, we want to know about them. Just drop their information off at our website at untilyouownit.com. We'll talk again soon on Own It.
That, my friends, was just a 10-minute excerpt from a 45-minute-plus first episode of Own It with Cornette's Christy Hyler. Hear the full conversation and subscribe to the podcast at untilyouownit.com or by searching for Own It wherever you get your podcasts. And when you subscribe, you'll get the first 5 full episodes right off the bat. I know I'm excited to see how far Christy and her great guests-to-be can take this effort to close the ownership gap in the ad agency world. Until next time, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.